Leading the news this morning, New South Wales firefighters are throwing everything they've got at a large bushfire still burning out of control in the state's northwest. The fire is just 1 kilometre from the township of Bugledye near Coonabarabran. It's already destroyed 33 homes. Islamic fighters in the West African nation of Mali have seized a town that houses a key government army base. France is continuing its attacks on the rebels. Britain is offering its support, and troops from African neighbours are due to arrive in the country within days. Disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong has reportedly apologised to the staff of his Livestrong Cancer Foundation ahead of a much-anticipated interview with Oprah Winfrey. Spokeswoman for the foundation says Armstrong has held private talks with staff about his fall from grace. Armstrong apparently told staff he was sorry for letting them down, but didn't make a direct confession about taking banned drugs. US President Barack Obama is putting pressure on the Republicans to agree to lifting the country's debt ceiling. He's warned a failure to do so will trigger economic chaos. Analysts say the US could hit its $16.4 trillion debt limit as early as next month. Federal Labor's started the election year with a big jump in support in the latest news poll. Labor's primary vote is up 6% to 38%. The coalition holds a slender lead in the two-party preferred vote, 51% to 49%.